Larger groundfish vessels have long been required to carry observers in federal fisheries for part or all of their time at sea, depending on their size. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration primarily uses these observers to record and manage bycatch, which is the unintentional catch of fish that the vessel wasn't targeting. For the most part, small boat owners and halibut fishermen have not been included until now. Julie Spiegel is a spokesperson for NOAA Fisheries in Alaska.
The new observer program applies to vessels and processors of all sizes, including the halibut sector. And it divides the existing observer program into two observer coverage categories, full coverage and partial coverage. The category for partial observer coverage, that is, those not required to have an observer on their vessel at all times, will have a new funding and deployment system.
That partial coverage category now includes the halibut sector, as well as vessels that are 57 and a half feet or less in length. The agency will randomly choose boats on which they'll deploy observers. Fishermen and processors pay for the program through a 1.25% assessment on the value of the catch. Spiegel says the point of including smaller boats is to improve the agency's data and more equitably distribute industry costs. For this first year, at least, vessels under 40 feet will not have to carry any observers, although they will still have to pay the fee.
NOAA Fisheries did work very closely with the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, fishermen, processors, and other stakeholders on the restructuring of the observer program. And that process included quite a bit of opportunity for the public to comment. To help shape the new program.
But major concerns linger for small boat operators, many of whom have very limited room on board for their own crew, much less another person. Fishermen are also concerned that bad weather and other logistical problems could complicate getting an observer on board when they're required. Linda Mankin is director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association in Sitka.
From the beginning on this issue, the small boat fleet has said we're willing to pay in on this program. We're willing to give the agency all the data they need for management of the fisheries, but we need a system that will work for the small boat fleet that's not overly disruptive to our businesses or overly costly to small operators.
According to Bankin, NOAA did not accommodate many of the concerns raised by small boat owners. Instead of human observers, Bankin said the fleet had asked for electronic monitoring with onboard cameras. Such systems are in use elsewhere in the world, including the halibut fishery in British Columbia, and Bankin says her group spearheaded a pilot program using the technology for the last 2 years.
And the program was successful with a 96% success rate on species identification. We provided that data to the agency. There were our project partners. We expected that would ensure that EM would be available with small boat fleet as an alternative to humans in 2013 when this program went into effect. But the agency hasn't come through in meeting that commitment.
According to NOAA Fisheries, electronic monitoring will not be allowed as an alternative to human observers, at least during the first year of the program. However, the agency says it's working with a contractor to develop the technology, and vessel operators can volunteer to help with the study. NOAA Fisheries staffers have been scheduling public outreach events to talk with fishermen about the new rules. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.